Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is Joanne Worley, and you're listening to TV Confidential. Woo! Be quiet!
Golden Girls historian Jim Colucci will join us later on the hour, as will Jennifer Armstrong. Jennifer covered the career of Betty White, both for her book on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, as well as her latest book, When Women Invented Television. We hope you stay tuned for both those segments. In the meantime, we have a few minutes left in this part of the program, enough time to take us back a couple of years to a conversation that originally aired in the fall of 2019 with actor David Starzyk. Fans of Veronica Mars know David as the dastardly real estate mogul Richard Casablancas, while his other notable or recent TV credits include Perfect Citizen, Two and a Half Men, and the famous episode of Hot in Cleveland featuring Mary Tyler Moore. David shared a few memories of meeting both Mary Tyler Moore and Betty White on the set of Hot in Cleveland. David, before we went to break, you were telling our listeners how, even though you have worked on many television shows throughout your career as an actor, you have never lost your excitement as an actor, and that there have been moments, such as the time you met Mary Tyler Moore on the set of Hot in Cleveland, where you realize, oh my God, I'm working with Mary Tyler Moore. Oh my God, I'm working with Betty White. Now, I'm guessing, I mean, I'm not an actor. I'm a guy who talks to actors on the radio. But I'm guessing, David, that for you as an actor, it has to be inspiring to work with someone like a Betty White who has been acting professionally for 7+ decades and yet still has a joy and passion and brings a newness to everything she does, like she's doing it for the first time.
And is so kind and so fun. And, you know, and also, by the way, it doesn't hurt to see someone who's 90 years old living on red vines and hot dogs and Coke. Really, that's really what she eats. It was just, I'm like, wow, this, you know. So all the diet stuff may be out the window, but, you know, I had so much fun with her. She said one of my favorite things extemporaneously anybody's ever said. When I brought my wife to the set, I brought Kim downstairs, and I said, "Oh, Betty, I want you to meet my wife." And without missing a beat, she said, "You're married? I wouldn't have done that with you if I'd known you were married." So quick. It was so fast. It was so funny. You know, of course. I mean, I'm a big fan of The Odd Couple, for instance, the movie and the TV series. Uh-huh. And, you know, she's in a great episode of The Odd Couple. And she was just so willing to talk about, you know, anything and everything, and generous and funny and also, by the way, it is absolutely an inspiration to see somebody who's older, who is, you know, not just with it, but like, really with it and really able and really wonderful. You know, it gives you something to work toward.
David Starzyk of Hot in Cleveland sharing a few memories of Betty White from a conversation that originally aired in 2019 on TV Confidential. Betty White passed away December 31st at the age of 99. We'll take a quick time out, then Mary Tyler Moore show historian Jennifer Armstrong will join us. We come back on TV Confidential.
Thank you for supporting Actors and Others for Animals. We started a long, long time ago.
You can still take part in the Betty White Challenge by going to BettyWhiteChallenge.com, as it's safe to say that Betty would have done anything possible to support this important cause.
So when you find an organization like Actors and Others for Animals, it sort of unites all of those of us who want to pay back something for all the joy we get out of animals.
You can learn more about the Betty White Challenge by going to BettyWhiteChallenge.com, BettyWhiteChallenge.com.
Please keep up the good work. Believe me, it's deeply appreciated.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.